This is the fifth section of Maximum Memory Power by John Williams. Copyright 2006. All rights are reserved. This audio is only available with the Maximum Memory Power ebook from ebook wholesalers. Link them and never lose them. You can use this system to remember any series of items, from a shopping list to the important points in a speech. Let's start with a sample shopping list. 1. Bread. 2. Fish. 3. Newspaper. 4. Apples. 5. Toothpaste. 6. Milk. 7. Candy bars. 8. Sausages. 9. Lettuce. 10. Lottery ticket. The first step is to close your eyes for no more than a couple of seconds and focus on a picture of the type of bread which you get every day. If you need to do so, take a quick look in your kitchen. Many people fill their minds with heaps of trivial images or become overwhelmed by work and personal pressures. All of that stops them from making sharp, easy-to-recall mental images. But they should get quick results just from conscientiously doing this exercise for a couple of weeks, and that will give them more positive associations to fill their mind with. Now, get a picture of the fish, which is the next item on your list, onto your mental screen. You don't need to know what your fish looks like, just print the name of the type of fish you want on a simple picture of any fish. Now, this is the important part. Put the fish and the bread into the same picture, but make it funny, or at least startling. You might have the fish with slices of bread coming out of its mouth like a fountain, or perhaps have the loaf of bread cut in half with the whole fish flapping around between the pieces. Put action into your mental images whenever you can. That's much more important than that the images should make sense. My examples are very plain. You will probably come up with a better image for your own recall, one that you are more comfortable with and that will make a better impression on your mindset. We're going to do the same linking between each two items on your list. Don't spend more than a couple of seconds on forming and focusing on your mind pictures. Don't worry about details. These are memory joggers and not works of art. Now we'll put the fish and the next item, your newspaper, in a new picture. You might have the newspaper wrapped untidily and not very well around an enormous fish, or have the fish reading the newspaper, big eyes on the fish, and maybe spectacles too. Or maybe you can think of something even better. The more odd and funny you can make your images, the better and quicker this system will work for you. You can see the next step, can't you? Put a newspaper in a picture with apples, or just one outsize apple. You might have an apple with rolled newspapers curling out of it like worms, or maybe a fruit tree with both apples and newspapers hanging from it, or the front page of your newspaper filled with a picture of an enormous apple. A tame picture like that third example might be enough until you have more confidence about the system, but it won't work as well as a more startling picture. Make your apples and newspapers unusual. This is one time when the sillier the better is the rule. No one else will ever know anything about your personal mind pictures, and you can forget them as soon as you have paid for your groceries. So, go wild! How will you combine toothpaste and apples in your next picture? Maybe you'll make your usual toothpaste tube really large, with apples being squeezed out of it, or with a huge apple instead of the usual cap. Toothpaste and milk are the items in the next picture. You might picture yourself squeezing toothpaste onto your breakfast cereal from a milk bottle, or brushing your teeth with a milk carton. Milk and candy bars. See hundreds of candy bars pouring out of your milk bottle, or someone being squirted in the face by milk from a candy wrapper. Candy bars and sausages could be just somebody eating the sausage which is sticking out of a candy wrapper, or a fry pan full of sausages and candy bars. The pictures don't have to make sense. They have to stick in your mind like a candy bar melting in a fry pan. Sausages and a lettuce might be represented by a large lettuce with sausages curling through it like grubs, or a rabbit chomping onto a sausage wrapped in lettuce leaves. Put action, like that hungry rabbit, in your pictures whenever you can. If you remembered the last two items on your list, this might be your lucky day. How can we link lettuce and a lottery ticket? You could simply create a lettuce with all the leaves made of lottery tickets or dollar signs all over a lettuce. If I mention candy bars, then you'll immediately think of sausages, won't you? If that doesn't work, don't panic. Just try a couple of the others in the list to see if they work for you. What links to lettuce? And what does your bread link to? If none of these links come up for you, then you just need to make your images more extreme. It's easy to do, but most people need some practice. To help your pictures stick and make your links more effective, use the techniques which you've seen in the cartoons. Simplify the items in the pictures. You just need a fish, not a particular one like a bass or a steelhead. Add outrageous action whenever possible. If you have candy bars coming from a milk bottle, then imagine them exploding out in a torrent, not just dribbling out. Exaggerate the size of the items, the giant fish wrapped in the tiny newspaper. Use lots of the items. Have millions of candy bars pouring from your milk bottle, not just hundreds. Swap the items. Brush your teeth hard with milk carton instead of a brush. The more consistently and frequently you use this method, the better and quicker you will see improvements in your recall. This is really as easy as it sounds. Your mind is an almost infinite sponge and can comfortably absorb hundreds of lists, but when you're finished with the list, it will soon disappear as you store more and probably longer lists in the future. Locate your memories. This will be especially useful if you find it hard in your first attempts to create funny mental pictures that are the basis of the system which I just described for you. You can start with this system first. It's ultra simple, and it may give you more confidence and enliven your imagination, so that making pictures for your picture pegs and picture links for the other systems becomes much easier in a fairly short time. The easiest things for us to make mental pictures of are those items, people and places which we see every day. We can, like the speechmakers in ancient Rome, use the rooms and fittings of our own home or any other building with which we are very familiar to fix a list in our minds. Write up your list and then decide where you will put the first item from your list. You could put it on the front door, and fix the later items to each room or even items in a room as you move your mental focus through your own home. Make a mental picture with that first item on your door. Simplify and then distort each item, as I've explained with the other systems, so that your mental pictures fix more strongly in your mind. Move through your home in a single direction, just like you would if you were walking through it as far as possible. That will make the switching from one picture to the next as smooth as possible when you start to recall the items. The places and fixtures which you attach the items to can be whatever you like, but every item should be distinctly different from the others. If your main bedroom wall is very similar to the walls in your family room, then use only one so that your images are not likely to be mixed up. Instead of your bedroom wall, you might use the curtains or blinds in there as one of your hooks. You're not limited to using just your home or even a building, but you need to be very familiar with the location, street, building or whatever, which you use as the foundation for your mental tour. Tell a story. For completeness, I will mention this method, though I think that it is very limited. Children and adults who have great visual imaginations might find it so useful that they amaze us with their results. Start by writing down your list, then create a story and bring each item you've listed into the story in sequence. The story, of course, does not need to be realistic. The crazier it is, the more firmly your brain will retain it. The flow of the story actually limits the usefulness of this method. It just goes one way. You have to travel mentally through the story from the beginning to the item you want. With your picture links, you can start at either end, and each item which you pick will help you to remember the item before or after it. In the sixth section, there's more tips and strategies that real people like you have proven will improve our memory usage. It's that easy to get maximum memory power.